The Nationals going for the three-game sweep of the Marlins. Gio Gonzalez on the hill in search of his 14th win of the season. Pick up the action in the first. No score. Ryan Zimmerman facing Dylan Peters.
That ball ripped into left. Here comes Ozuna's throw. It's late. Nats lead 1-0 on Ryan Zimmerman's 92nd RBI.
2-0 Nationals, top of the fourth inning. Swinging a high drive to deep right field. Back goes Stanton looking up and forget about it. And the lead is 3-0.
Bases loaded.
On the inside edge, Anderson taking, and the inning is over. Too short. Turner to Defoe. Defoe relays it, and the Nats are out of the inning.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a line drive toward the middle. Turner dives, and he caught it. He lays out. He dives on the outfield grass in shallow center, robbing Talese of a hit. Outstanding diving catch by Turner.
Now the pitch to Taylor. Swung on and belted a deep left field. Going, and gone. Goodbye. A long home run for Michael Taylor.
Nationals win at 8-1, sweeping the three-game set against the Marlins. Gio Gonzalez's 14th win, going five scoreless innings, striking out four. Ryan Zimmerman, three hits, two RBIs, and three runs scored. D. Gordon extends his hitting streak to 10 games in the loss. The Nationals sweep their three-game set against the Marlins. Manager Dusty Baker spoke after.
Every series is different, and we had a little tough time in that Milwaukee series, but these guys responded and acting like Milwaukee never happened. And that's how you gotta take them series per series, because you can't bring Milwaukee back, but you got to go forward, and that's what we did. Gio was effectively wild today. He was Houdini. He got out of some trouble with some big hitters coming up there, but he made the pitches when he had to. Our offense, came through for him, and we had a big day, and it was a good series, very good series here in Miami.
What does it mean to you guys to be able to sweep these guys in two straight series in a week and a half when they're your closest competition? Obviously?
Well, I mean, that just means that we were hot and they were cold. We did a pretty good job of holding their big hitters down, especially Asuna and Yelich, and I think we kept Stanton in the ballpark. I think he hit one home run this series and one home run in our series. And so, we got some good pitching, and we had some timely hitting from some guys.
Gio's been doing this all year, pitching out of those kind of jams. Yeah. When he gets into those, is there in the dugout different sense of confidence now
I wish he didn't get in them, what I mean, and we didn't have to call upon that confidence, but he makes the pitches when he needs them, and no bigger pitch than with bases loaded we are fortunate to have Realmuto hit that ball, because he scalded that ball to Trey and then struck out the next guy, and then it was big to go 3-2 on the young kid over there, whom I was one of my favorite guys in spring training. When you look at young guys and threw him some quality pitches, and he threw a lot of pitches in a short period of time, but he got the victory. There's been other games when he threw better and then got a loss or no decision. So that's one that we owed him from the past.
What did you think of the speed with which Ryan went down the dugout steps after he scored that first run?
I wasn't crazy about it, because, you're always thinking about, is he going to hurt himself or his knees or ankles or something. But, he couldn't stop. And I don't know. He didn't pull the parachute to stop, to slow himself down. So I'm just glad he wasn't hurt doing it.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. He got hit down the minor league game, and his shoulder has been barking. So, he played today because we had a left-hander, and he'll probably, be off tomorrow and get some treatment.
Ryan Zimmerman, a big game with three hits, two RBIs, and three runs scored. He talked after.
Kept going. I don't know. It's been a long road trip, and playing a night game on getaway day again. Gonna get home at 3 or 4 in the morning again. So I just felt like just keep going. Why not? We're already here. Might as well keep it, add to it.
Your home run came on a 3-0 pitch. I don't know if you knew this. This is the first hit in your career on a 3-0 pitch. Were you aware of that?
I wasn't aware. I never have been a really big 3-0 guy, but you know, nowadays, you know, 3-1 is not necessarily a fastball count anymore, or 2-0, or I've gotten 3-0 sliders too. So trying to kind of teach myself how to hit 3-0, because it's one of the only counts now where you almost get a fastball all the time. So been working on it, trying to do it more, and that was obviously a good situation to do it.
I say this sarcastically, you are huge on individual stats and accomplishments, very important to you. You're now at 31 home runs on the year, though, approaching your career high. If you were to top that at this point in your career, given all that you've been through, what would that mean to you, if anything?
Well, anytime you can do a, you know, a career high or something like that at this level, it's great. The stuff I've gone through the last 2 or 3 years, being injured, not being able to play, and just to be on the field all year has been fun. To be able to go out there every day and play, and you know, you almost forget how fun baseball is when you don't get to do it as much as you want to. So I think that's the greatest thing about this year for me so far, is just being able to go out there and be with my teammates every day. And, you know, like you said, the numbers, we always knew if I could stay on the field, the numbers would be there. And, you know, still got 20-some games left, so hopefully I can finish strong.
Up next, the Nationals begin a series at home against the Phillies on Thursday. Tanner Roark on the hill.